A long time ago, more than 200 years ago, on the island of Langkawi, there lived a childless couple named Pandapmaya and Maandam. More than anything in the world, they longed for a child. And so for many years, they prayed and prayed for a child of their own. And one day, their prayers were answered when Masuri was born to them. Masuri was a sweet and delightful child who captured the hearts of everyone in her village. In time, she grew up into a beautiful young maiden whose kind and gentle nature won her many friends as well as many suitors. For you see, Masuri's beauty was legendary in that tiny island, and many men came to ask for her hand in marriage. The Penghulu of that village, the village headman, was Datuk Karmajaya, and he had noticed beautiful Masuri, and he had arranged for her marriage to his only son, Wan Darus. Wan Darus was a perwira, or a warrior, and Masuri became his wife. They lived a happy and idyllic life and had a child together, until the time came for Wan Darus to go off to defend the state of Kedah from the invading Siamese army. With tears streaming down her beautiful face, Masuri bade farewell to her husband and saw him lead the other warriors towards the border. Little did she know then how life would never be the same again for her, for her village, and for her beloved island.